let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program today. For the Love of Art is a collection of inspiring, creative work that comes from three distinct artists, including the author and our guest on This Week in America, Roma Bogard. The book offers insight into three artists, explaining each of their artistic styles in detail. Roma also offers examples and information about pieces in her personal collection. The author of For the Love of Art, a collection of artistic inspiration, Roma Bogard, joining us on This Week in America. Roma, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
This is a really fascinating book, and let's talk about where this interest in art first began for you. When did this become an interest in you in pursuing art?
Well, as I was, I came from a small area that didn't, in junior school, did not have an art instructor. So I sort of got into art and wanted to be an interior decorator. And so in Milwaukee, they have this Layton School of Art, and I went to it, and they had a department for that, and I thought, that's what I want to do. I want to be an interior decorator. So I signed up, and signing up there, you had to be an artist also. And they would give you things to draw and things to say.
Yes.
Before you, they would take you as an art, as an artist and a so forth. And I had not thought about writing at that time. But I took years of studying and wanted to learn more about art because I didn't understand it. And maybe it was about 9 years of learning experience. And so then I said, gee, I should share my learning experience with others so that it would be easier for them to understand art.
Yes.
And all of those things that I studied and learned, I thought, that would be great. And as I thought about it, I thought, well, why don't I divide art into three different categories? And so in my mind, I decided that that is what I was going to do. So I went for, called it representational art, which is everything you see, everything you, just as you see it.
Yes.
And I picked Mabel Hutchison, who was a fairly well-known California artist, I picked Mabel to be my representational artist, mostly because I love the way she interpreted the ordinary. Her creativity goes far beyond the average view of life. She was just a fabulous, fabulous artist. And her work was what I wanted as the representational artist. So then the second artist is Ruth Stark, who was an abstract. Now, Ruth Stark is a California artist, and her mind is strictly abstract. She just is an abstract person, and I picked Ruth Stark to be my abstract artist because she was the only truly abstract artist that I have ever met. Her mind was abstract. She couldn't think any other way. And So the two of them became very close to me, and I went from there. Okay, so we have three styles of art, and in my mind, if a person would understand those three styles, everything that they see and do would fall back into the one of the three styles.
Yes.
If the understanding is there, then they will understand art. And this was my own idea. I don't know of anybody else that had ever thought of it, but that was my idea of how to have people understand what they were thinking and doing about art.
Well, it's an excellent presentation. The book we're talking about is For the Love of Art, A Collection of Artistic Inspiration by Roma Bogard, who's our guest on This Week in America. We've talked about representational, abstract, non-objective is your art form, and you explain that and show examples in your book. Exactly what is non-objective?
Okay, non-objective art is simply pure design. From the artist's imagination, or, well, however, it could be thoughts, ideas, and concepts. It just comes within. It is not, there's no subject or no object in non-objective art. It's pure design. And when I got into it, Hard Edge was the, almost every artist, as they start, always considers one type over the other. And mine happened to be Hard Edge. Now, Hard Edge art is lineared art, and you take a line and you put it down and you design it. And then your parts of your art is lineared. And so what I like about it mostly is it is very, very straightforward.
Yes.
It is very,
Well, and you present it in such a way in the book, For the Love of Art, A Collection of Artistic Inspiration, that it's very relatable and understandable to the audience. You take your collection and you go through and you give us some examples, you show us some, and you talk about that. Talk about selecting some of your work for the book For the Love of Art. How difficult a task was that to pick some of your artwork to display in the book?
I wanted to show examples of every type of art that I do. The problem I always had was everybody thought and called my work abstract. In those days, 50s and 60s, if people didn't understand something, they would just say, it's an abstract art. And I would say, no, it's not. It's non-objective. And I spent much of the time, and much of the book is about the difference between abstract art and non-objective. Abstract art has subjects or objects, and normally you can see what the artist has in mind when you look at a piece of abstract work. Non-objective art is simple, pure design created from the artist's imagination or subconscious. However, it also can be thoughts and ideas. And so, my whole idea was to put it down in hard-edged style. Most of my paintings, in fact, I would say all of my paintings, start with a hard-edged design, which is the background. The large areas of a painting would be the background first.
Yes.
And then I would add things to it or change it or in some way and make it interesting. Let's see, it is my...
Well, and your work has been so well received. We're talking with Roma Bogart. She studied at the Layton School of Art in Milwaukee. Her book is For the Love of Art, a Collection of Artistic Inspiration. The book's available, by the way, at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, a link that will take you directly to Roma's book on Amazon. Your paintings have been displayed literally in homes all over the world. Talk about that experience, because this has been an international acclaim for the work that you've done, and you have your paintings on display literally around the globe.
I'm very close to my art, what I do. Each artist has his or her interpretation, and that's what we work for and with. Each artist has its own type of art that makes his art his art. That's important.
Yes.
His art his art. It also makes each artist an individual artist. And that's why we make art, that's why we appreciate art so much, because individual art is all one different from the other. And all it's...
And the one thing that comes across in the book, For the Love of Art, even though the three artists, you and the two others, have very distinctive styles, there is this passion that all of you share for art, isn't there?
We have become friends and love each other very much, and they both died in their 90s, and they taught me how to appreciate my art, and I'm saying that art is about thinking, and art is about statement, and art is about opinions, and art is my life, and I live with it, and I live for it, and I have always done that. So even though in these days I'm writing, I've written three books. I wrote a book on my grandmother's writing, because she was a writer. And the last book I wrote was Memoirs. And in that book, I tell over 450 stories about my life. And my life has been very interesting, because I've been in many, many countries. And all through those countries, I had gotten ideas about art and how their art was. And that made my mind very, you know.
Yes. Well, you are, in all of that knowledge that you've gained with all of the travel, with all of the years in art, comes through in the book, For the Love of Art, a Collection of Artistic Inspiration by Roma Bogart. That's B-O-G-A-R-D. The book's available at Amazon, our guest on the program. A few minutes left in the show. I would love some time to talk about all of the international travels and being able to experience art in different countries and the influence art has on different societies around the world. You can pick up the book, as I say, For the Love of Art. It's available at Amazon. What has this book been like for you in writing this? Because from a reading standpoint, it helps all of us understand art, I think, better, and maybe realize there aren't a whole lot of boundaries, like you just said a few minutes ago. Art is pretty much whatever we want it to be, isn't it?
Yes. The first part of the book, almost half of it, is about the three artists. But the middle part of the book is about 10 prints. I was a printmaker for 10 years, maybe, and I wanted to be able to try every type of print that I could. It was hard for people to understand the difference among the different types of prints. So I learned each type. Basically, I was told how the print was made. So in this, and they could tell, so that they could tell how each print was made, and when they see it, and by that I had examples of each type of print, so that when people went to the art stores, I mean art shows, they could see the prints, they could tell what type of prints they were, and understand how they were made. So basically, that was something that Ruthie and I were both printmakers. We talked a lot about how we could make people understand prints more. And then the other part of the book was about sculpture, four kinds of sculpture, all of which I've done. Direct carving was the best that I thought. In clay and or wax, I did a clay and wax, and then construction was the best. I had a major in sculpture in the end. And so that was very close to me. And then I collected art a lot. I collected art since I was very young. And I live with art. And art is my life. And I live with it and I live for it.
And when you think about that aspect of living with art, which you talk about in the book, For the Love of Art, it really enhances the quality of our life, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It is my sincere hope that my book will inspire you as another artist to be more creative, as a viewer, to understand the styles of art, and as a collector, to enjoy art in everyday life so that you too can say, I love art. Original art to me, if you have and collect original art and have something in your home that no one else has, there isn't anything in the world that you could, you know, be more right. appreciative of. Well, and that is original art.
Your book helps us. It gives great explanations, great examples, and will lead to more enjoyment of art on the part of everybody who reads the book. Time has gone by so quickly. A fascinating conversation. Roma Bogard has been our guest. That's B-O-G-A-R-D. The book is For the Love of Art, a collection of artistic inspiration, representational, abstract and non-objective. The book is available at Amazon. You can just Google it, or you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, a direct link to Roma's book at Amazon. Roma, it was a pleasure having you with us on the program. Thank you so much. Excellent job with the book. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk again in the future. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure.
Pleasure.
Thank you. For the Love of Art, a collection of artistic inspiration, by our guest, Roma Bogart. Information available at Amazon. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.